Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast,
the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing
the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
A tremendous Saturday to you, champion. My name's Sam Crowley, the greatest speaker in the history of the world. Can you tell we got a show today talking about self-promotion? Now, that was an example right there of self-adulation, which you don't really want to do that. But I had fun saying that. It actually, I got to tell you, it made me feel pretty good. But anyway, hey, let me get into this real quick, station identification. You're listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, streaming on iTunes or you can go to everydayissaturday.com, subscribe to the show. Either way, you'll be one of the hundreds and thousands of people all around the world in over 100 countries to tap into the number one motivational podcast on the planet. That is the truth. And it's great to have you. One last thing you need to do in order to have a successful day and guarantee massive success, happiness, and empowerment, you got to head over to iTunes to give this podcast a 5-star rating. And that will guarantee you have the best day ever. So once you do that, pause the show, head over to iTunes, leave a 5-star rating and a nice comment so people just like you, the great people all around the world, can find this show faster. More reviews, more 5-star ratings, more love, and will make us find the show faster. So hey, let's talk about self-promotion. Yesterday, I shared the story of a guy I looked up online after 7 years, 8 years of never seeing him. Met him at an event in Atlanta back in 2007. His name was Tommy. Well, that's the name I gave him to protect his identity. Right now, he probably is in the witness protection program, scarred by the thought of ever trying to market his business. He was just blogging just to blog. Old Tommy the blogger. Blogging for no idea, no reason why. And so we talked yesterday about, you know, why you want to do what you do. So pick something that you want to do. Pick something that you think you're going to want to do for a long time, shooting videos, creating audios, blogging, whatever it is, you know. Heck, open up a brick and mortar store, serve coffee. You like coffee? You like people? Let me tell you, if you don't like people, don't get in the F&B business. I'm sorry. That's short for us that have been in it. Food and beverage. I was a bartender. Imagine that. Shocker. Sam Crowley was a bartender. Buffalo, New York, 1990. And I had the gift of gab a little bit back then, and I'm nosy. My wife will tell you that as well. So it was perfect for me. I got to talk all the time, listen to everybody's problems, and then it served my purpose, man. So where am I going with this? Oh, God, I hate going. Oh, if you like to open up a get off the reservation, man. Sometimes you guys got to listen to the show, especially my longtime listeners and fans of the show. You got to just shake your head, man, thinking, seriously, if this Looney Tune can do it and make every day Saturday and provide for his family, I sure as heck can. This guy's lost his mind. And if you're saying that, I appreciate that. I receive that message. Thank you so much. But go start a coffee shop, man. If you like people and you like coffee, go. Don't make it complicated. Hey, you like people, you like coffee, start a coffee shop. You like flowers, you like to drive a van, open up a florist and make deliveries. I mean, come on. Don't make it complicated. You got a shovel in your hand. You like to dig ditches. Go dig ditches. Go mow lawns. I always tell you, Gabe Strom interviewed me on his podcast a month or so ago, probably 2 months ago. And he asked a question. He probably thought he was going to get this really poignant answer. I mean, deep answer. Why anybody would ever think they'd get a deep answer from me is beyond me. But anyway, he asked this question. Sam, if you lost everything today, what would you do? Like, what would you do to make it back? Start making it back. I said, start mowing lawns. I'd grab a mower and start mowing lawns. And he laughed. I could tell it totally. It was like a little bit of dead air. And then he laughed uncontrollably. Like, He goes, that's unbelievable, man, that you would think that. I said, why not? What am I, better than you? I mean, I'm not better than anybody else out there. I got to feed my family, man. I'd grab a mower, I'd grab a gas can, and I'd just start mowing lawns, knocking on doors, $30 a pop, $40 a pop, $50 a pop, and raising my price as the demand grew for my services because they would grow substantially for my services. And that's it, man. I don't know. You go into survival mode. And in the meantime, sure, I'd be working on how to get Everyday Saturday back and running or speaking or whatever it is I wanted to do. Because once you have the blueprint, it never leaves you. That's the beauty of being an entrepreneur. That's the beauty of learning. Once you get the blueprint, it never leaves you. It's like, it can't leave you. It's like riding a bike. You can't forget how to ride a bike. You can't forget how to launch a business, how to launch a dream. What you do forget sometimes is how great you are. And the unique, and I really do mean this, the unique DNA that you have to create a movement that people are going to want to rally around. So let's talk about being a self-promoter, because most people don't like to do that. But I think as I started out the show saying the number one motivational speaker on the planet, you know, there's a difference between, you know, basking in your own accomplishments and being somebody who is promoting thoughts, promoting ideas, promoting, stirring it up inside of other people. Because, you know, the word self-promotion, think about it, break it down. Self means you, and promotion means, you know, shouting out all your praises. But it doesn't mean they need to be in a carnival barker stupid way. But let me tell you something right now. If you are going to get your business and your dream and your movement off the ground, you have got to tell people about it. You don't have a choice. What are you going to do? Sit in your basement? Right? Oh, boy, I hope somebody knocks on the door today and asks me how much of my product they can buy. Or you're going to start that coffee shop. You know what I mean? Okay, honey, let's get behind the counter and let's just let the people come on in. Well, how they hear about it? Oh, I don't know, but I threw it out to. Where'd you throw it out to? Come on, say it with me, the big U word. I threw it out to the universe. Yes. I threw it out to the universe, and now the coffee is going to be flowing. Make sure we got four pots brewing, baby. Starbucks, watch out. The universe is bringing some coffee customers in today. It ain't happening. You got to promote, and you got to get comfortable saying that. Well, here's some things. All right, let me help you with it. Let me help you with it, because I got a little bit of experience in this area. And the good news is, I just started saying it, man, because I was desperate. You know, the metaphor of just picking up the lawnmower, I just picked up the microphone. Said, hell with it. I'm done. I'm not waiting any longer. Here we go. We got to get the Everyday Saturday holy water out for some of the people listening. Going to anoint you now, a speaker, an entrepreneur, a business owner. Come on, capitalist. You can do it. There you go. I'm throwing the holy water over you right now. You can get out there and make money now. It's okay. You can start promoting. People are going to want to buy your product. Look. Understand, gives people some great ideas, you know, give people a reason why they're going to want to rally behind you and your message and get some confidence. The one thing that you should have confidence in is you and your ability to deliver whatever it is you decided to create. I mean, there's millions of ideas, millions and millions and millions of ideas you can do right now to make money. But there's limited amount of ideas that you love to do, as we talked about on yesterday's show. You know, but you got to get comfortable saying, I am this for you. What's the need out there? What's the problem you're going to solve? What's the solution that you're going to bring to the marketplace? And don't say you don't know. You know what it is. What is it that you think about all the time? You talk about, you put on your Facebook posts, and even if it's politics, man, be a political blogger. You want to talk sports? Talk sports. Be a sports blogger. Shoot YouTube videos. Go interview some of your childhood idols out there. Get them on your show, you know? I mean, there's nothing wrong. Oh, they're going to say no. They're going to say no, Sam. Everybody's going to say no to me. Come on, let's sing along, everybody, the self-pity song. Everybody's going to say no to me because I'm a loser, L-O-S-E-R. Okay? Most people sing that song because that's what you just think. You don't even know what you don't know. You know, I can't even tell you how many times I sent an email, picked up the phone and called somebody and got them on my podcast, interviewed them, ambushed them at a live event, whatever it took, because I wanted to be that person. I wanted to gain that credibility. You won't get credibility any faster than aligning yourself with somebody in your niche who's already a thought leader that's well respected. And if you think you're a loser, my God, what do you think they're going to think when you approach them? You might as well just go on up to him. This is me going up to Bob Proctor when I first met Bob. Hey, Bob. Sam Crowley. Broke loser. Nice to meet you. Anyway, you got time for an interview? I'm broke, I'm a loser, and I don't have 2 cents to rub together, and I'd like to interview you on my podcast. What do you say, buddy? You and me over in the corner there? Yeah. He would run like he was being chased by a mountain lion, okay? So here's what you do. Get a little bit of confidence. Refer to yourself. I mean, look, Robert Kiyosaki said about, I read a great article about self-promotion online. I want to give this guy credit. Nathan Hangen. All right, I want to give him credit for an article he wrote that I bookmarked a while back called The Art of Shameless Self-Promotion. And there was a sentence in there. He said, Robert Kiyosaki, author of the Rich Dad, Poor Dad books, mentioned at one point he's a best-selling author and not a best writing author. Dean Karnazes, known as the ultra marathon man, he's not the best athlete in his field, but he's by far the best at self-promotion. Think about it. I love that concept. I'm not a best writing author. I'm a best-selling author. I mean, do you want somebody who writes really well? Or do you want someone who can articulate, make you feel good, and give you great strategies? That's ultimately what you're looking for, correct? You can always have somebody proofread your book and have, you know, make sure the commas are where they need to be, the semicolons and all that good stuff, but you got to be a good self-promoter. So a couple things you need to do, all right? What's the difference between somebody who is and is not? The first thing is confidence. Confidence. You got to gain some confidence. And look, if you don't have it, you got to go get it. And if you don't got it, you got to fake it, at least to yourself for a while. But like we talked about last week on the show, have people tell you what they really believe you're good at. Everybody is good at something. I don't care if you're just good at giving a smile. Look at one of the most viral videos in the history of YouTube was the dude standing in the middle of a mall saying free hugs. He had a sign that said free hugs, you know? That's it. That's all he did. And how many people came up to him? Hundreds and thousands over the course of the weekend came up. All they wanted was a hug. That's all people want. That's all you would get. And look, if you wanted to do that and create a viral video, go stand in the middle of your main street and put up free hugs. See how many people get out of their car just to get a hug. And then once you've got the confidence, you've got to make sure that you can build a community, not of people who don't believe in what you do. People who do believe, at least if they don't believe in what you do, they believe in the concept of what you do. Example, let's say you're in the health and fitness industry, okay? And let's just say you're a vegan. All right, let's say you're a raw vegan and you promote a raw vegan lifestyle. And you don't have all the confidence and the millions of dollars flowing in, and you didn't design your own P90X workout video to go with your vegan, ebook and all that good stuff. But you surely can find individuals who subscribe to the same thought process that being a raw vegan is a very healthy lifestyle. And some would submit to you that you don't get cancer, you don't get any of these toxins in your body. I'm just, you know, reciting back some of what my vegan friends tell me. And they are passionate. And they are great self-promoters. Thomas Tadlock, one of my buddies, comes to mind. Raw vegan, muscle fitness guy. You know, have a conversation with Tom about what it means to be a raw vegan. He is so passionate about it. And that's why he's so successful, is because he not only believes in the fitness part, the health part, he believes from a compassionate standpoint. You know, you shouldn't be killing animals just for the purpose of eating food. Now, whether I agree with Tom, it doesn't matter, okay? There is a community of individuals. We're not just talking about the United States. We're talking about your message can go global. Your movement can go global. Maybe you're thinking too small. You know, maybe you wake up every day. This could be part of your problem. Is you take the same way to work every day. You see the same people every day. You have the same conversations with the same people every day. Well, of course you're getting a diverse opinion. Of course you're feeling intimidated by not being able to get your message out there and what people are going to think. And if you try to tell people how great you are, look, you know the old story about the carpenter in Nazareth, right? He was just a carpenter in his hometown, but outside he was a miracle worker, right? You can't be a miracle worker in your own hometown. You got to get out. Let me tell you something. It's a whole chapter in my book. Here's a plug. No More Workdays, The Journey to Making Every Day Saturday by Sam Crowley. Available on Amazon.com. Pick it up now. You can also buy the audiobook on audible.com. Free chapter, SamCrowleyAudiobook.com. I think I plugged everything. NoMoreWorkdays.com. But here's the point. part of your problem could simply be that you're not venturing outside of your little clique, your little community. And you know you're too close to the game, right? You're too close to the people that you're trying to, you know, create this movement around. If you go outside your hometown, yeah, I wrote about this, like I was saying in my book, you know, when you go home, you can never go home again. Once you leave, you're done. And if you come back and you try to be something different or somebody different and you try to improve your life and, you know, do what we're talking about doing on today's show, people, they don't like that a lot, man. I mean, as a matter of fact, they don't like it at all. Oh, you've changed. Oh, you've changed. Who do you think you are? Coming back here with all those different ideas. Who do you think you are? Think you're better than somebody. You know, you got to face that kind of music when it's easier just to go create a brand new movement with people who aren't going to judge you based on who they think you should be. Don't you know who you are? Don't you know you should have a job? What did you do? I mean, what are you doing creating this raw, vegan, muscle-building fitness network? You think, who's going to, what are you, out of your mind? You've never been a vegan. I've never known you to be a vegan. And just substitute whatever it is, your mission, what it is you want to do in life. You are going to get judged. There's nothing you can do about it. You understand? There's nothing you can do about being judged. That is 100% out of your control. But you want to know what is in your control. Do you want to know what is in your control is how you let that affect you, if at all. You don't even give that any energy. Why? And I ask you this, it's a rhetorical question. Why in the heck would you ever want to give somebody else power over you, your dream, your vision, your movement, and your life? Why would you ever want to do that? That's crazy. That's insane. You've worked your whole life to be an individual, and now you're going to give your power to somebody else to take that individuality away from you. You've got to be out of your mind. Listen to me. If you want to be a self-promoter, it's as simple as saying, I am who I am, and I'm comfortable with the change that I can bring, and I'm comfortable with the ideas that I can bring, and I'm comfortable with the value that I can bring to other people, and I love the way my message, my product, my brand makes other people feel. Therefore, if I am not getting the message out myself, I am robbing them of the blessing of doing business with me. Get out there and be a promoter. My name's Sam Crowley, founder of EverydaySaturday.com. Have the best day ever!
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit EverydayIsSaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag EverydayIsSaturday.